Om Shanti, the magic of blessings. Today is 12th January 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you become an image that attracts everyone and become an easy yogi by keeping the one comforter of hearts in your hearts. May you become an image that attracts Akarshan Murth, everyone, and become an easy yogi, Sahaj Yogi, by keeping the one comforter of hearts, Dilaram, in your heart. The explanation, to give your heart to the comforter of hearts means to keep him in your heart. This is called easy yoga. Wherever your heart is, your head will work in that direction. When you have given your heart and head, that is your awareness, smriti, thoughts, sankalp, and powers, shakti, to the Father, when you belong to the Father with your thoughts, words, and deeds, there is no margin for any other type of thoughts or attraction to come. Your dreams will then also be based on this. When you have said, everything is yours, there cannot be any other attraction. When you have said, everything is yours, then there cannot be any attraction, any akarshan. You will easily become an image that attracts Akarshan Murth. So this is today's blessing. Baba is saying to give your heart to the comforter of hearts. To give your heart to give your dil heart to Dilaram. If you do this, what will happen? You will become an easy yogi. And if you give your heart to the world, what the world will do to it? There are two things. Either you give your heart to God or you give it to the world. If you give it to the world, what the world will do? Your heart would be reduced to pieces. That's why in medicine also, or in spiritual medicine also, they say, give your heart to God and you will not have heart attack. Give your heart to human beings and you will have repeated heart attacks. You will get repeated jerks. You will get repeated shocks. That's why Baba is saying, give your heart to the comforter of heart. He is Dilaram. He is the one who gives solace, who gives comfort to the heart. Your heart, which is so tired, a heart which is so much fatigued, a heart which is weary, a heart which is lost, a heart which is broken at so many places, a heart which requires repair, a heart which is fractured. So such a heart, if you give to God, He will give you comfort, because He is the comforter of the heart. He will give you solace. Wherever your heart is, your head will walk in that direction. Wherever your heart is, means wherever your feelings are running, wherever your emotions are going, wherever your feelings are attached to, automatically brain will follow, automatically all your thoughts will follow. So it is the emotion that gains the upper hand over the logic, reason. It is the silence, and another side is science. It is the creative mind that is more powerful than the logical mind. So all focus is on feelings, emotions, and heart. Automatically, wherever the heart goes, head follows. You don't have to sit down and think about that thing. Automatically you keep on thinking about that person, that object, that thing, wherever your heart is attached. So get emotionally involved with God. Have emotional love affair with God. Just as those lovers, they can't stop thinking of each other. It is said that when that Majnu was sitting and he said that I will not talk with anybody unless and until that Laila comes, I will not talk with anybody. So it is said that God comes in front of him and that Allah says to him, I have come. He says, who are you? He says, I am Allah, I am Khuda. He said, then you may go. Because except Layla, I don't want to talk with anybody. But he says, I am God. People are searching me in prayers. In supplication. People are searching me in so much bhakti, in devotion, in penance. Still he says, I am not interested in you. I am interested only in Layla. Bring her. If she comes, then only I will talk. Otherwise, I am no interested. He even closes the eyes. He doesn't want to open the eyes even. Because he says, there is nothing worth seeing in this world except Layla. So why I should open my eyes? If she comes, then only I will open. Look, what sort of deeper involvement this is. On one side is logic and reason. And Srimad says, do this and do that. And we try to understand, we try to follow, we try to go into the depth, we try to follow it as much as possible. And still many times we fail. Time and again Baba says, just remember me and just forget everyone. Nothing should be there in your heart except me. But the thing is that somehow we are not emotionally involved. And the moment the emotional involvement occurs, all other things will start following. Because then you will like to do only that thing which your beloved wants. Then you will start loving those things which he loves. Then you will start saying those things, doing those things which he tells. Then that will be the labor of love. So here that's why Baba said, wherever your heart is, your head will walk in that direction. Detach your heart from this world. Think of the frivolities of this world. Think of all the worthlessness, all the essencelessness, all the deceptions that you got in your life. Unless and until there is a birth of disinterest, dispassion, vairag in the heart, we never get attached to God. So long as mind is attached, so long as heart is attached to persons, people, things, time, places, how can you begin your spiritual journey? A person who is chained, a person who is ensnared in bondages cannot hope to fly. This is the flight of the alone to the alone. You have to go alone. You cannot take people along with you. Your mind is attached to 10 people. Your mind is attached. Somebody is falling sick, you fall sick mentally. Somebody is dying there, here your world is shattered. Something wrong is happening with somebody, some Brahmin, some injustice, you become restless because you are attached to that person. The greater the attachment, the greater the bondages, the lesser the ability to fly. The greater the entanglement, you can't fly. The more, and for that sometimes, you know, gross separation, gross detachment is even necessary. That person should be away from you for some time. Because if you keep on seeing that person day and night, how can you hope to get detached? Already you are so much attached to that one particular person. Here you have to break off all the attachments and then only the mind goes to God. Otherwise, no. All whatever, you keep on listening classes and reading Murlis and doing everything. But so long as there are deeper attachments in our heart, and the treatment for attachment is aversion therapy. Aversion means you develop dislike. Just as in medical practice, somebody is addicted to smoking. He has tried many things, but now let him develop hatred for that thing. And this is how what Baba is doing. He is creating hatred for us, for this outside world. In one way. There are two ways. One is to create hatred, another is to create love. Both ways should go on together, simultaneously. On one side, keep filling with God's love. Another side, empty the heart of worldly minds, of worldly attachments, worldly bondages, worldly clingings. Because they won't allow you to fly. Wherever your heart is, your head will walk in that direction. When you have given your heart and head, that is your awareness, your thoughts, your power to the Father, when you belong to the Father with your thoughts, words and deeds, there is no margin for any other type of thoughts or attraction to come. Make a list of those things where I am most attracted, most attached. What are those triggers? Once those triggers come, I can't stop myself. There are some triggers, sensual triggers, physical triggers, psychological triggers, emotional triggers, some memories. And those memories, when they rush in, my world is shattered. All jnana, all yoga is just, they come dwindling down. So your dreams will also be based on that. And if suppose there is suppression, then those suppressed things will come out in dreams. People say that I remained pure for 5 years and suddenly a dream came at night and all purity is lost. What should I do? For 5 years everything was going on so well. No impure thought, no impure dreams, no impure imagination. And suddenly out of the blue, something comes and spiraling out of control. What to do? Probably during those 5 years, one has not worked on that. Because it is hidden in the subconscious store. Your dreams will also be based on that. What my dreams are, they give me some idea about my subconscious mind. When you have said everything is yours, there cannot be any other attraction. But have we really said that? Everything is his. This is a very bold statement. Everything is his. Nothing is mine. It's not about gross things. It is about subtle things. You will easily become an image that attracts. If you want to become Akarshan Murti, if you want to become an image that attracts, the first step is oneself has to become free of all the attachment attractions. Only a mind which is free from all the attachments can get attached to God. A mind which is free from all the attractions can get attached. So the treatment for attraction or attachment is aversion therapy. You have to think of what are the disadvantages of this attachment. You have to think of how this attachment is going against Srimad. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said you have to become pakka businessman, vyapari. You have to act like a businessman. See, a businessman, he doesn't know any relationships. Anybody who comes, he charges. He is so focused, he is very absolutely money-minded. I'm talking of those hard-fisted, miserly businessmen. Those, they don't have anybody as their friends. Rather, they avoid friendships. Because if they know that if any friend comes, then you have to bargain. And they don't want. So they keep themselves away. Here also you are spiritual businessmen. Here you should have that business-like attitude. This person, no matter. No, good. He is very good person. But when it comes to business, they will not compromise at all. Here also in spirituality also, now it is your spiritual business that you have to remain, become destroyer of our attachments. So this attachment is becoming a hindrance. It is your, you are at a loss. You are at a loss. You have to think, cogitate, meditate, reflect, contemplate. Am I incurring losses? Have I become, what sort of businessman I have to become? A businessman who earns and earns and earns and go ahead? Who signs only lucrative deals? Only profitable deals? Or who is ready to become bankrupt? The more the attachment, the more bankrupt one becomes. The deeper the attachments, the more you are incurring inner spiritual losses. And nobody may say to you anything. Of course nobody will say. Because the moment somebody says, why you are attached so much to this person, you have lot of defensive system created within you. You have some ready-made statements which you can hurl on that person. The moment somebody tries to correct you. Dadi Janki says, if you want to create enemies, start giving corrections to Brahmins. You will have lot of enemies within this family. Simple way is to give them corrections. Teach Srimat and enemies are created. But then even if somebody gives correction to me, I have some ready-made powerful statements already with me. And I defend myself. This is like this, this is like this. It is not attachment, this is a relationship of seva, service. And for service this is needed. Outside service, but internally emotions are stirring the heart. That's why what you have to do is work on emotions rather than on thoughts. Work on feelings rather than on logic, thought, reasons, do's and don'ts. Don't work more on this. Actually all the Brahmins are focused on this. This is to be done, this is not to be done. Rather than working on do's and don'ts, why don't you work on heart? Why don't you work on emotions? Why don't you work on feelings? Why don't you think that this heart should get attached only to one? And then see what joy, what bliss, what ecstasy, what rapture that comes out. Let the heart flow smoothly. Become an easy yogi, don't become a difficult yogi. Keep on calculating this, that, that. Forget all that. The best, easiest way is emotions. In 2nd century, in Christian literature, I had recently mentioned about her, and I recently even read about her. There is a saint by name Saint Thekla. She was a woman who used to love a man. She was young, she had a mother, and she was about to marry that person. Once she was just standing there, this comes in the Acts of Saint Paul and Saint Thekla. This is the name of that book or notes. The Acts of Saint Thekla and Saint Paul and Saint Thekla. So once she was standing near the window, and suddenly he hears Saint Paul is passing by, the apostle, and he is glorifying, he is praising chastity, purity. And she hears him for 3 days sitting near the window. And suddenly the birth of the love for purity comes in her heart. And she decides that no, I have to remain pure. I have to follow the path of chastity. If you want to come near God, do not defile your body, Saint Paul says. So she listens to that statement again and again, and she decides that no, I have to lead a pure life. And when she reveals this, her would-be husband becomes very angry. Her own mother goes against her, and they both lodges the complaints of these two. And then she was given punishment. Even Saint Paul was whipped, and Saint Thekla was given punishment of getting to be burnt at the stake in front of the whole public, burnt alive. That was the punishment given to her, so that all the other women, all the other wives should understand what happens if you follow the path of chastity. Women are not for that. And it shown that the moment they ignite fire, suddenly there is a miracle happens, and suddenly thunderstorms and it starts raining. And miraculous escape occurs. And she escapes. Then she goes with Saint Paul to another place in Turkey. And there again Saint Paul says to her that you must disguise as man, because again something will happen to you. Already you passed one test. She goes to another place disguised as man, but still there is one cruel or lewd person, Alexander. He looks at her and he forces herself, but she again insults him publicly, and because of that, in revenge, Alexander lodges her complaint, and then second punishment. There is an arena, whole public, and there hungry lions and lionesses. She was just made to be there alone. But it's again second miracle happens, that lioness protects her. She doesn't allow those lions to come near her. And second miraculous escapes, and in that arena only she baptizes herself with that holy water in front of the whole public. Then again from there she escapes, third place. Then she reaches Rome, and in Rome she stays for till the age of 90, for 72 years. But then she's, because of this power of purity, she starts developing healing abilities. All those who come to her, they start getting healed. Miraculous spiritual powers come to her. Then again the doctors who are there in the village, they become jealous and they send young men to defile her chastity, purity. But again, the third miracle occurs. All of a sudden, the stones fall and a new cave is created and she escapes. That cave is still there in Turkey at present. Martyrdom of Saint Thekla. So this woman, how she decides in her young age that except Lord, except Jesus, none is mine. And I have to devote my life to Him, and for His devotion, I have to follow the path of purity. And for that sake of purity, she had to undergo so many tests in her life, but she passes all the tests. That's why Baba says, attach your heart to me, and all powers will come, all spiritual powers will come to you. You don't have to work, do this and do that and do this and do that. That's fine. That's logic, that's reason, that's thinking, that is reason, that is churning. But it is when the emotions flow, overflowing of emotions, outpouring of the hearts, that time you don't have to do anything. Then automatically you follow Him. Believe, move and have our being in Him. You follow Him because He is your everything. You can't think of doing any other things. Okay, so this is today's blessing. Free of all the attachment, become an image that attracts. For that you have to become free of all the attachments and attractions and attach your heart to the One so that your head will follow. Om Shanti.